The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, it is now official. Absolutely official. The inmates are running the asylum. In fact, the inmates have more common sense than the people running the asylum. Oh, my goodness. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. This whole gender thing is getting completely out of hand. I was going to lead off this hour with a story out of California. Proposed legislation that will fine toy stores if they have separate boys and girls toy sections. You know, the G.I. Joes and stuff for the boys and Barbie and stuff for the girls. That's what I was going to lead off with this hour. Insane, crazy, nuts. Now, if a retailer wants to do that, fine. But do we really need the government telling stores about gender issues in their toy section? And the answer is no, we don't need that. Well, I'm not going to lead off with that story, even though I just told you a little bit about it. During the break, I went cruising on my computer, checked Twitter, Facebook, and so forth. And I came across this headline. You ready? Here's the headline. Dateline, New York City. Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is not some satire site. This is a real deal. Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. Hasbro, the company that makes the potato-shaped plastic toy, is giving the spud a gender-neutral new name, Potato Head. The change will appear on all boxes this year. All right. How many of you are old enough to remember when Mr. Potato Head was just a box full of hands, feet, nose, eyes, ears, hair, and you provided the potato? Do you remember that? Are any of you old enough to remember that? Yeah. Mr. Potato Head didn't have a plastic potato. It was you provided your own potato. And you got a box full of the different hands and feet and different kinds of eyes and noses and ears and all that. And kids played with it and stuck all those things in a real potato. And then I assume mom, you know, boiled it and made it into mashed potatoes. Then they decided, well, we can't do that. Some kid could choke on a potato. I don't know. But anyway, then they came out with the kit. And the potato was a plastic potato. And there were holes where the eyes would go, the nose, the mouth, the ears, and so forth. And then you could pick the different kinds of eyes, the googly eye, the squinty eye, the sleepy eye, the different eyebrows and ears you could, you know, and the mouths you could, you know. Well, then several years ago, some of the feminists, if you remember this, several years ago, the feminists began saying, well, how come it's just Mr. Potato Head? And so Hasbro bowed to pressure, and they came out with Ms. Potato Head. Remember that? Ms. Potato Head. And you had the plastic potato, but this time you had lips with lipstick, and you had jewelry to go around the neck, and you had different kinds of hair that would be very feminine, and so forth. They had Ms. Potato Head. So you had Mr. Potato Head and Ms. Potato Head. And now the loony left that is trying desperately to run the whole country has put enough pressure on Hasbro. That's sexist. You still have Mr. Potato Head and Ms. Potato Head. What if that potato is neither male nor female? What if that potato is binary? Can you think of anything more ridiculous, more ludicrous, more loony? Pressuring a toy company over the gender of a potato? But Hasbro has succumbed. They have buckled. And so there will be no Mr. Potato Head. There will be no Ms. Potato Head. Now there will just be a gender neutral potato head. I'm telling you, folks, this world is going nuts. Nuts. And now the California story. Two Democratic representatives in California, of course they would be liberal left Democrats, has introduced a bill that would, and I'm quoting, require retailers to offer their toys and child care products in a gender neutral format. They would have to display the majority of their products and clothing aimed at children in one undivided unisex area on the sales floor. Now, when you go to, you know, I mean, we have grandchildren now. We have great-grandchildren. We walk into the store. We got a birthday coming up, and it's a grandson. Well, you look for the sign up above the clothes. Boys' sections. If this legislation passes, that will be illegal. I am not making this up. It will be illegal for Target, for Walmart, for Macy's to have a boys' section. It will be illegal to have a girls' section. California-based retailers that sell children's products online would also have to have a page on their website that offers these products in a general neutral fashion. The bill would allow retailers to title that section of their website kids, unisex, or gender neutral. The retailer could be hit with a $1,000 civil fine by simply putting a sign up that says, boys' clothes, girls' clothes, boys' fashions, girls' fashions. What do you say? I mean, seriously. The liberal left is completely out of control. They have lost their minds. But they are wielding an enormous amount of power. California legislators expect this legislation to pass in California. No more boys section, no more girls section. Oh my goodness. All right. My number 877 Bob Live. 877 877- 262-5487. 83. You know, if you have one of those Mr. Potato Heads, I wonder if you could be arrested for just having one. I don't know.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, this is really interesting. I mean, this is fascinating. You know, during the presidential campaign, there were some very serious questions raised about the mental competence of Joe Biden. I stayed away from most of those things because I don't know. I'm not on the inside. And a lot of people made fun of his age and seriously questioned his mental competence. I tried to stay away from those things. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but I tried to stay above it. Okay. But I have said repeatedly, I do not believe he will fulfill his full 4 years. I really don't. I think sometime within the next 4 years, we will have President Kamala Harris. And I believe that for a lot of reasons. But while I didn't deal with it a whole lot on the air, I have had personal thoughts about Joe Biden's mental competence, because if he gets off the teleprompter, he often gets very confused. The look in his eyes is often somewhat glazed, if you will. Okay, so Republicans and conservatives have been raising the question for a long time about the mental competence of Joe Biden. But have you heard this? A fairly significant number of House Democrats, Democratic representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives, have suggested, in fact, they actually sent a letter to President Biden urging him to give up the nuclear football. And most of you know what the nuclear football is. The way things are now and have been since the beginning of the nuclear age, the only person, the one and only person that has the codes to launch nuclear missiles is the president. And the nuclear football, as it is called, is with the president constantly. He goes nowhere without this suitcase, this briefcase, with the highly classified codes to launch nuclear weapons. Only the president of the United States can authorize the launch of nuclear weapons. Again, that's the way it has been since the beginning of the nuclear age. Now, during the last campaign before the 2016 election, Democrats were screaming, yelling, shouting, "We can't allow Donald Trump to have the nuclear codes. Why, within 6 months, if he's elected president in 6 months, he's going to start a nuclear war and he's going to blow all of us up." Do you remember that? And then after he was elected, there were a whole bunch of Democrats saying, "You got to take it away from him. Donald Trump, he is so crazy. He is so loony. He's going to launch a nuclear war. Do you remember that? Well, a fairly significant number of Democrats recently sent a letter to Joe Biden pleading with him to give up the nuclear football, his power over the nuclear launch codes, claiming, quote, and again I'm quoting from Democrats, "Having that power poses real risks, causing officials to show concern." These are not Republicans. These are Democrats. When I read this morning, I thought, nah, this is a joke. This is the Babylon Bee. No. This is a real deal. There is a significant number of Democrats in the House of Representatives that do not believe their own president should have control of the nuclear access codes. I don't know about you, but I find that absolutely bizarre. Now, get this. Who is defending leaving the nuclear codes in under the control, the sole control of the president? Republicans. Senator Mike Lee said this. Look, there is one argument or another with regard to whether or what extent we ought to be involved in foreign conflicts at any moment. One could have one opinion or another about what point it is appropriate for Congress to declare war rather than have the president order discrete strikes. The fact is, the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. This is why we subject presidents to a very rigorous review process. That is, they have to win elections. Once they won an election, you really do have to pick that horse and then ride it. You got to let the presidents be the commander-in-chief. Mike Lee and other presidents said it would be wildly unconstitutional to take the nuclear codes away from President Biden. I have said from the very beginning of Joe Biden's candidacy, he's a puppet. He is a puppet of the powers that be in the Democrat Party. He's a puppet. I don't believe he's really in charge. You know, all the time that Donald Trump was in office, there was a whole lot of talk about a shadow government. Well, I don't know all the details about a shadow government. I believe there is a lot of truth to that. But there is a shadow leadership in the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden is not in charge. But isn't it fascinating? After all of the talk from the liberal Democrats about how loose Donald Trump was, incompetent, couldn't handle the office, Joe Biden's own party is pleading with him. Give us the codes, Joe. We don't know that we can trust you, Joe. Joe, give us the football, Joe. Joe, give us the football. Oh my, these are strange times. All right, quick break. We'll be back.